Welcome to Heckin' Gay.
Yes, welcome to Heckin' Gay.
I like that it's called this, Heckin' Gay. I think that's adorable.
This episode of Heckin' Gay has been brought to you by the recent Snapchat update. Sometimes newer things are worse.
Oh, true.
Well, if you are not in the know, my name is Adi Nui.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Cam.
Yes, we have a new special guest today, Cameron.
Yeah, call me Cam.
Call me Cam. You can also call him Ron. Ron is also an option, but he doesn't like it.
Yeah, don't call me Ron. No one calls me that.
Cameron is amazing. We all love him. He's the chair of USGA's community committee. And also, he is the head hairdresser at Cam's Slutty Salon, which is what we call our vanity area whenever he comes over to cut
one of our... Yeah, I cut a lot of people's hair, actually. Yeah. I feel like it's a traveling salon.
It's a...
it's like they just call me and I, like, move my, like, little clippers.
It's like one of those, like, pop-up shops that, like, YouTubers have where they, like, go to a city and they're just like, hey, we're gonna be here for 3 hours.
Do you guys remember in elementary school when they had, like, the bookmobile? The salon mobile.
The slutty salon mobile.
I just, like, get up and go.
Should get a Kickstarter going for that.
That'd
be fantastic.
It'll be fun.
I could really use the funds, y'all. Just like drop me some funds. That'd be great.
He has Venmo.
That'd be fun.
Venmo. I don't have PayPal. I have Snapcash, Apple Cash, like whatever. I can take your money. I don't discriminate. Like, however you decide to identify your money, I'll take it.
Alrighty. So, Cam, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what are you studying?
I'm a sophomore at BYU. I'm studying communication disorders. So it's like speech pathology. I want to help children specifically. That would be like my target goal. Other things about me. I'm from Utah. Just southern Utah or central Utah, I guess, but like anything below like Utah County, I think counts as southern. I don't know. But that's basically that. I was going to share a fun fact. I don't know if I should though, because it's really embarrassing.
Share it. Okay. No, you should definitely share it.
So I can make, this is so embarrassing, you guys. Perfect. So I can make farting noises. You know how people do that with like their armpits?
Yeah.
So I can do that with like 12 different parts of my body.
Oh, wow.
Like including like my eye and my ear and my elbow.
Your eye?
And my hands. Yeah, my eye. Yeah, it's really weird. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
Ooh, that's embarrassing. Okay,
That was the eye.
Yeah, that was.
Do another. Do another one.
Yes, do my.
Yeah, do your.
Here's
ear.
My hands.
Okay. I feel like everybody can do that though. No, I can't do that. But like, it's like a. Well, I mean, the hands are a common thing.
True, hands are common. Do you want to hear my ear?
Yes.
Okay.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like scared a little bit that I'm gonna like rupture my eardrum, but it works.
It's great. Wow.
I found that out in first grade when there was like this really cute guy I was sitting next to, and I like went to like, that's so embarrassing, and I went to like lean down and I like put my hand like right on my ear, and I made that noise, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, listen to this noise I can make. And this boy was like, that's the coolest thing. And I'm like, oh my god, it's so cool. I have twisty crowns and everything.
That's so funny.
Oh man. Anyway, that's me. That's Cam. We're a mess, but we're happy to be here.
Man, America's Got Talent. Cam's got talent. You should market that.
Yeah. Oh, when just everyone's dropping me cash, just like pay me to make farting noises for you.
Yes.
It's like prostitution, but like so totally non-sexual at all. So.
Yeah. Cam, will you give us your orientation and your pronouns?
Oh, yeah. That's important. My orientation, I'm gay, and I go by he, him, his. I'm pretty common, I guess, as far as like the LGBTQ community, but that's it. Perfect. I've discovered that, I guess it's important to like kind of give you a little bit of background about my story. My dad's a bishop, and I served a mission, and I was like super homophobic all growing up, and then It wasn't until my mission that I came out as gay to a companion. Well, I came out as same-sex attracted to my companion and my therapist and my mission president. Later, I had to come home from because of depression. And then I came to the title of gay. And that was what was comfortable for me and fit my story the best. So that's what it is.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I guess we should just catch everybody up on our lives a little bit.
Sure.
So, like, what's new, Abby? Abby, what's new?
Okay, so last night I went to a Betty Who concert.
Oh,
it was very fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I danced a lot. And my voice is kind of shot because I just like, you know, when you go to a concert, like I don't sing. I like yell sing.
You know? No one sounds good. No one sounds good. Nobody sounds like we're not trying to impress. Should, like, yeah. We're not trying to get so snatched at a concert. Good time. Like that's not it. We're just there for a good time.
Not a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Well, and I love Betty Who concerts because it's like straight girls or like gay girls and then all gay men. That's pretty yeah. much her demographic. Yeah.
That's how Dua Lipa was.
Yes,
Dua Lipa was the same way. It was like gay girls, and then gay men. And we were all so nice to each other. Those are the best concerts.
Yes. Like there's everyone's no so nice and you just like love each other and you become friends.
Yeah.
Like last night. So they you know how they like, play music in between each set and like right after the headliner? So they were playing that song, oh, I don't even remember what it's called. It's like, oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a little heat.
Yeah,
somebody.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of us started just dancing. And it was it was so that's fun. Because so everyone was like already dancing before for the concert and then just like kept on dancing. And it was really cute.
That is so,
so
cute.
That was really fun.
The only concert I've ever been to is the 1975.
Oh.
And it was, I love the 1975. It was a complete different experience than what you two were because it was just straight teenage girls and then everyone else was stoned and then that was it.
Though I hate those concerts. They're not it.
I mean, whatever I had a lot of fun. Like they came out like on stage and I just started bawling because I was like, I love the 1975 like none other.
Oh,
and
cute.
It was just, and it was my first, like, my first concert like ever. And
concerts
like,
are emotional.
It was,
like they're like spiritual experiences.
Yeah,
definitely. For real. Well, they are like the real, they're an example of communal joy, which is a real thing. Like everyone goes and you like have such
that
a good,
good
time.
Communal joy.
Yeah, yeah. Like church is actually an experience of communal joy, and so are concerts. It's just like anything when you're in like a big group or community of people experiencing
that's
the
true.
Same like positivity and like goodness from whatever
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah, it's just so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Lady Gaga and like obviously that was gonna be an emotional concert because everyone in the auditorium is gay.
Yeah.
Or like an ally or like the mom of a gay child. Anyway, like it was really cool and she was talking about like loving and accepting everybody and even if some people weren't in favor of like same-sex marriage, just like having a good and loving night. And she sat down at the piano and did this like amazing acoustic piano version of Edge of Glory. And everybody was crying like, oh, it was so good. Oh, it was so good.
That
I loved that
wonderful.
Concert. But it's exactly what you're talking about. It was like a spiritual experience where it was just like her and the piano and everyone in the auditorium. We all felt like really intimate and close.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Oh,
so
precious.
That's so nice.
Super good. Yeah. Anyway, what's new with you, Otter?
Yeah. So this is gonna be a little bit nerdy, but so I had an old hard drive from Hawaii, which is where I'm from, and it had a bunch of old pictures, had like gigabytes of pictures from when I was in high school, when I was in middle school, and when I was growing up. But I thought the drive was corrupted. I thought that we had just lost everything because it was just an old drive. It's like 5 years old now, 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't plugged it in. So I just one night I was super bored and I plugged it in and it came up and I was like, what the? Like all of these pictures are still here. So like
so
without
cool.
even thinking, I just copied everything over to my laptop and to my other external hard drive. And I just uploaded everything to Google Photos because if you don't know, this isn't sponsored in any way, but you can get free unlimited photo storage through Google Photos, and it like will put everything in albums. It knows like when you took things, who's in the pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. And like, I just am getting like all of these memories just all over again. And it's
how the tender.
Most, it's honestly so nice. Because like, I'm getting pictures from like when my sister was like 2 years old, when my other sisters were 2 years old, like just growing, just all those pictures from growing up. And it's just, it's so precious.
I love that.
So Cam, what's new with you?
There's not a whole lot new. I took some tests last week, but that's not really exciting.
So it's always fun.
But I am going to California in a week, which is really exciting. I'm gonna go with my nephew and my brother and sister-in-law. My nephew always comes first, and then my mom as well. And we're gonna go visit my grandma, and I'm gonna go to the wedding of my roommate, so that'll be really good too.
That's so nice. So of I'm your excited. Roommate?
Yeah, my roommate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Where are you going in California?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah. So my roommate's getting married in the San Diego temple, and he invited me. So.
Oh, so pretty.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. It's a castle. I'm really excited. It is a castle. It's so beautiful. It's like this little oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've been there actually.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It's like really, so that the center of the temple is actually, like open. Mm-hmm. And they have like lots of like, it's like there's like courtyards in it essentially.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I've never been inside the San Diego temple, but that's what my grandparents tell me. So yeah, it should be good. I'm really excited though. It'll be so nice to get away from school for a while. So
yeah, honestly,
yeah, we're going for like 4 or 5 days, so it'll be really good.
Nice. And you're just getting a bunch of stuff done, it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be good.
The last thing I want to talk about is Queer Eye, which has been a huge hit right now.
Oh, true. Recently. It is a hot ticket right now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Anthony, I am in love with him.
He's so funny.
All of them are so cute and funny.
So funny. And it's just, I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes probably. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice to watch. Because it's just a feel good, and then like at the end when they're watching the straight people do it by themselves, which is also kind of funny because they're just watching it on the TV.
Yeah,
but it's so precious because like the entire time you're watching, you're just like, no, he told you to use the avocado before the tangerines, yeah, or like something like that, and it's just it's so nice.
Oh man, I love that show. I have a confession. I didn't start watching it until last night.
Oh,
because I. I'm like afraid when people are like ranting and raving about a new show, I'm like afraid to get into it because I don't want to look like a bandwagoner.
Yeah.
Because I'm so prideful. And I didn't start watching it until last night. And oh my gosh, I watched so many episodes and I cried in every episode of them. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. And seeing the way that they can change people's lives is so cute and good.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think what's really empowering about it is like because all of us, like in the LGBT community and like those outside too, but specifically those in the LGBTQ community, we have such like an experience with like hardship and trials and stuff like that, and so it's easy for us to like see pain and suffering in others and have empathy for them, even if it's not the same kind of pain.
Yeah.
And so I think like watching them like see pain in other people and then being like, it's okay, like you can accept this and get through this, like, and just motivate these straight people is so cool. It's so cool.
They're just so sweet to each other, too.
They like, are. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just really, really cute to watch.
Oh, yeah. They're so sweet.
They're just a dream team, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just have to say my favorite episode is that one with, was he Pakistani? I can't remember.
Tan? But
the Indian with the long beard and long hair.
Yeah. I loved that episode. Because
season one.
I just loved it because, like, he's, like really in his shell and he doesn't do anything. And they just, like, lassoed him up and, like, dragged him out of it. And, like, it looks like it was for the better, really, because, like, he just started doing all the things that he loved doing again, like, hosting and, like, really taking control of his life. And,
Yeah, well, he's hiding behind his beard and his hair. It's like he's, like, hiding behind a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boy, get out. Like, you got things to do. You got your life to live. I agree. That was a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that episode.
I love it. I love Queer Eye.
So we wanted Cam to talk about a couple of fun things today.
Yes.
And the first is about gaydar.
Yes.
How gaydar. To tell if someone is gay.
Oh, yes. Gaydar. I think that this is like a skill you really can refine once you come out. I think when you're in the closet, I think it's a little bit harder. But I have always been like whenever I'm walking around campus, like I'm on the lookout for the guys with their eyebrows threaded and their shoes look real, real fly. I know you gay. If you got your eyebrows done and your shoes, like, honey, I know. Like, and so I'm like walking by, like looking real fleek and trying to flip my hair, like trying to get you. Snatch me up. No, I'm just kidding. But sometimes it's hard, like, especially walking through the business school. Like, we were talking about this earlier.
Right,
about, like, walking through the business school is a little bit hard because all those guys dress nice. And all of them got that hair, you know, the Provo hairstyle.
Right.
I mean, yep. I kind of got it too, but the Provo hairstyle.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's a little bit harder to tell.
It's like you just kind of push over all of your hair.
Yeah, you got, like a hard part on one side and you push all your hair to the other side and your head, like, the lower parts of your head are shaved.
Yeah.
And so it's a good look. Like, I'm super into it, but it's hard to tell.
It makes it harder for the rest of us.
Yeah, like, how am I supposed to know? And then, and so if you look and you see their eyebrows done, their shoes are nice, and they got nice socks, then you know. If they just got nice socks and nice shoes, then they're just a well-dressed man. But if their eyebrows are done on top of that, then you know.
So. I've never met anybody that's like, had their eyebrows done and they didn't have good shoes, you know?
Mm. Ooh, that's true.
Like, I've never met someone like that.
I've met one guy that was like that. And I was like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you're not, like, you don't like boys? And he's like, no, I'm really sure. And I go, okay, by the way you said that. That's another thing, too, is the voice. If, like, the way people talk and carry themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're flicking your hands everywhere, like, from your wrist, then, like, just like I do it super bad. But, like, if you're flicking your hands everywhere, then I know you gay, too. Like, I see you, sister.
It's like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, man, it's bad. And all of us, this is, like, a trick for those of you who don't know. Is if you're looking for a gay man, you can hear by their voice inflection, like, all of us, like, go, like, up and down and up and down and up and down with, like, our vocal pitch. And then we also hold our S's out for a little bit longer. So
see, I don't do the S thing, I don't think.
I think you do it a little bit.
Just a little.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to call you out. I think you do it a little bit.
Gosh.
You don't do it as bad as I do, for sure.
But okay. Like,
you do have a little bit. It's a little bit there.
I'm just trying to think back.
Like, if I were to look at you on the street, I probably wouldn't have guessed that you were gay. But as soon as you start talking, I go, oh, okay. I think he's gay.
I guess it's just weird because, like, I've never been, like, introspective about my own voice. Mm. So, like, I don't think about the voice inflection, but I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're, like, hyper aware.
I'm, like, hyper aware about it. And it's just, and, like.
No, I get it, though. I was super self-conscious in high school because my brother and, like, other people would always be, like, don't talk like that. Don't move your hands like that because people will think that you're gay. And, like, it would bug me so bad. And I would, like, try and hide it. Like, I was so closeted. And I was so afraid of people finding out that I was gay or thinking that I was gay. And so it, like, caused me straight up anxiety. And I would, like, try and talk in a deeper voice and try and be monotone. And I would, like, keep my hands to my side. And it was really hard.
That sounds exhausting.
It was exhausting and it was tiring. And it was like all in an effort for people to not know that I was gay. And so, like, but it's interesting too because I've had that experience, I can see people like that are also in that same boat right now that are like trying to stop it and trying to hide it because they're also like, that's another thing is guys like that are super afraid of me. Because I'm obviously, like, you can tell. Like, I just got to walk in a room, and you can tell by the way I, like, moving my hips or, like, moving my hands. Like, you can see that this bitch is gay. And so, I'm sorry. Am I allowed to swear on here? We'll stop doing that.
I really haven't decided.
But you can tell.
But, like, we have.
Yeah, you can tell that I'm gay. So, like, that's not super hard. And so those people are like, oh, my gosh. Like, there's a confident gay man. Like, what am I going to do with that? And so they try and stay away from me. But I look at them like, I see. You sister, you're okay, you're gonna get through this.
It's funny,
you're gonna be fine.
I always have like this thought whenever I'm sick, like I was sick like a couple weeks ago, and the entire time that my voice was shot, I was like talking in a really lower voice. Mm. And I was just like, God damn, I sound so straight right now. Well, it's just because, like, literally, I like couldn't talk like this because, like, every time I tried, my voice would crack or, yeah. It would, like, it wasn't that good. But then I just talk like this and I'm just like, yeah. I like girls.
Well, because you know that straight men are like monotone, they like, never show their emotions, they boring. Like, when I'm wearing an ugly outfit that I know doesn't go together just because it's been a hard day, I'm like, this is my straight outfit. Like, I'm like, no one can tell I'm gay. And that's not true because I just got to open my mouth and you can tell. But, like, if I'm wearing an ugly outfit, I'm like, this is my straight guy outfit.
Monotone in voice and in fashion.
Ooh, true. There you go. That's a good thing. With girls, I feel like it's harder, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder for girls, especially, like, being... Okay, so I feel like in places, like, here in Utah or, like, places around mountains, mm-hmm. that girls are just, like, dress a little bit more, like, outdoorsy almost.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, lots of flannels, lots of workouts, lots of, like...
Beanies.
Yeah. And just, and, like, National Park t-shirts. Just, ooh. Like... I don't know.
Is that like a symbol thing that you look out for is National Park t-shirts?
No, but I just have noticed. Like, stuff like that. I don't know. It's just like this almost more granola thing. But straight girls have like just like appropriated the flannel from lesbians.
Lesbian appropriation.
And I mean, from my lesbian friends, I know they're like, this is really annoying. But it does make it harder. But there's, like, so many reasons why it's harder to tell if girls are gay, because also girls are just, like, already a little bit more, like, affectionate in public. Like, it's more socially acceptable for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, in the way that they dress, it is also.
So let me ask you this. I have a question. There's this girl. She's a lab TA.
Okay.
In one of my classes. And she has her head shaved on the side.
Oh, okay. Got a little undercut. Is it short everywhere else, or is it like long and then?
It's like,
is it an undercut?
It's like a bob, like everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
And it's shaved on the side, so she looks really like she looks bamf, and she always wears tennis shoes. She keeps her nails short and not done, and she's obsessed with Shakira. Like, whenever I'm like, oh my gosh, Shakira is so good, and she goes, yeah. And, like, opens her eyes really wide and just nods. And I'm like, girl, like, are you trying to signal at me that, like, you and I play for different teams? Like, because usually it's just me that's playing for a different team. Right. But, like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't, is she gay? Do you think
she's
gay?
Wait, but what are the tennis shoes? Is it, like Nike tennis shoes or is it, like, Converse tennis shoes?
Well, it could just be because.
They're usually white and they're usually.
Like.
I think that they're usually Converse.
Okay.
Hmm.
And she keeps, like, she either wears no earrings or, like, little tiny, like, gold earrings.
Oh. You know.
That don't dangle, like, that are really, like.
Stereotyping, I would say, like, it is a definite possibility, even probability.
I feel like she is. I just get the
vibe. She probably is. I need to see a picture, though, to be sure.
Okay, that's fair.
So, you know,
that's
you
fair.
Might need to do that another time, but I would say probably.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe she's bi.
That's possible.
That's also the thing. Possible. Is like, you're like, well, she could be, so like, maybe she's bi.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I applaud you, but I don't get the bi thing. I don't, like, I don't get it personally, but that's just me.
You know, so. I don't still get it either.
Okay, that's
like
fair.
I do kind that's of fair. Like I do, but also like I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, sexuality is fluid, so
yeah, that's fair. I mean, I guess like being completely honest, there was like one girl in my life that I was like I could have feelings for her. I definitely had emotional feelings for her, but it was never like I was like this is it.
Yeah,
it was never like I'm in love. Yeah, it wasn't super like that ever.
Like my experience has only ever been that like. I had crushes on girls, but at the same time, I don't know if I was like, if I actually had a crush on them or if I was like duping myself into it, mm-hmm. you know?
Because like there's a lot of social pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad would ask me all the time, like if I was like into a girl or something. He doesn't do that anymore because he knows he has a gay son.
Yeah.
But
I think that there's a lot that goes into that though. Like a crush or an attraction. There are different, there's like multiple attractions that go into that.
True.
Where you like are like socially attracted to them. Like you just want to be around them because they're fun or like your personalities are the same or something.
That's
and then there's like a sexual attraction where you just like everything about you, I just want to rip your clothes off. Ooh. Or and then there's like the like an aesthetic attraction too where you're just like, I just really like the way that you look. I'm like that's into this look. You know?
See, that's, I feel like, I'm gonna be real, Abby, I have, like, a little bit of a crush on you.
I would
because
literally...
I think,
oh my God.
Like, you guys, Abby's style is so cool. Like, I'm obsessed with Abby Clayton.
Oh no, same.
Like, the name, like, everything about Abby is just, like, amazing. And, like, her personality is so good, you guys. Ugh, ugh.
Oh my
and
gosh, I
feel like
blushing.
The first time I met Abby, I was just like... this girl, like me and her, like we are soul sisters. I'm like, this is it.
Yeah, I am very much a fan of her style too. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There was this one time that like I went to a USGA meeting and then like Abby came up to me and she was wearing the most beautiful coat and like popping pants, great top. It was amazing. And like I just stopped and she had her hair done like amazingly.
Yeah.
And like I look at her and I'm just like, gosh. Abby, you are slaying it. I really? Said something like I actually said something like that. I don't
like Abby brings it every day. Like it's, every day. Like I can't keep up. I can't.
Yes.
Well, I can bring it like 6 days out of seven.
This is not true.
Abby is 7 out of 7, like all the time.
Abby, let us compliment you.
Just take the compliment.
Like, I'll take it. I'm trying to take it, but it's just so much.
Even this outfit you got on today, it's like all black. It's like a little bit of like a library chic thing going on.
That's my aesthetic,
like
library chic.
Great,
I work
library
in
the chic.
But hip, though. But hip. Yeah.
But, like, not grandma library.
Yeah.
Like, not librarian. Just, like, she probably sits in the library a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably goes to Barnes & Noble's, like, every other day. Like.
No, but, okay. But, like, I will tell you that both of you, I am also, like, I think also there's an attraction of, like, the friendship.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
where you, like, want to spend time with people. And you can also, like, I just, like, love being around both of you and just like feel good around
Thank
both
you.
Of you
That's
you
so
know
precious.
Yeah.
And I think that that is also another like attraction where you're it's like the companionate
right
I see
love
that
type of feeling.
I absolutely
I can
yeah.
see that
I can I love
yeah
that.
Yeah
but
I think that that like because I feel like the best compliments come from gay men. Like,
oh, yes.
You, and, like, we can be fake, too. Like, we can totally
yes.
pull that off. But, like, the like honest and sincere. That's true. You can't.
I'm really bad at being fake.
Yeah.
I wear my heart on my sleeve like none other.
That's okay.
It's
that's
on
good.
Cheek.
That's
no,
good.
Good.
I am a good faker. But I think that, like, because we're so good at complimenting, that is, like, another thing with straight girls finding out that you're gay. Like, they just want you to be, like, their gay best friend because
yes.
they want that compliment
they
all
want
the time. Like, they just
yes.
want to be showered in it.
Yes.
And, like, have a gay best friend to be, like, affirm that their boyfriend is actually really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just need, like, that kind of, and I don't know what it is, but, like, every straight girl, when they find out that I'm gay, they're like, oh, my gosh, like, we're best friends. Like, do you want to come shopping next week? And I'm like, I do. Like, I'll say yes because I love shopping and, like, I'm that stereotype. But,
same.
But, like, it's just, like, a little bit, like, okay, sister, like, I see you. Like, you just want me to be your new best friend, which, like, that spot's already kind of full. But thank you. And I appreciate that.
Well, do you feel like it's, like tokenizing you?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it gets, like, it's good to a certain extent, but I'm like, and sometimes I really like it. Like if I'm going into a new setting, like a new social setting, I want some girl to pick me out, like, and just be like, you're mine. Like, and like put dibs
yeah.
on me. Like, I'm like, I'm okay with that. But like, you did do that.
Good.
You did do that to me. You're like, you're mine. But I did it to you. So, cause I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But, like, in new social settings, I definitely want it. But in certain situations where I'm like, I'm there with my best girlfriend, And then you come up to me. I'm like, no, sister. Like, that's already
goodbye.
Yeah.
I'll see you never.
See, I don't have, like, that same kind of experience.
Mm.
Maybe it's because I'm not, like, I'm straight
token
passing.
Gay.
Yeah, I'm not, like, a token gay. Like, I... But then again, I'm trying to think of, like, all the straight girls that I know, and I'm, like, drawing blanks because I barely know them. Mm. I have gay...
I know too many.
I'm friends with gay men.
That's not true. I love girls.
Gay women and straight men.
Fair.
And then I know, like, 5 straight women. And I'm thinking back, like, there was this one of my friends, Katie's name. She, like, when I came out to her, like, we would hang out all the time, but she wouldn't, like, do all of, like, the tokens, like, the oh, let's go shopping and all this stuff. Mm. Come later, then she just comes out, so.
See. That's
yeah.
It.
There you
that's
go.
It.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I've never had, like, that kind of experience, and I don't know if it's because, like, I'm straight passing or anything. Mm. I think the closest thing.
Probably part of it.
Yeah, it might, yeah. I think the closest thing ever was that, like, my best friend brought his girlfriend over, who I have, thoughts about, and,
true,
and, like, she found out that I was gay, and that, like, everyone in the room at the time was gay, too.
Oh, I was
and,
there.
And, like, she, yeah, you were there, and she, like, freaks out, she, like, flips,
she
and she's
like,
just like,
oh my,
oh, my God, it's so many gay people, it's been so long, I'm from San Francisco, and, like, it's just, it's
yeah.
been so long since, I was just like,
yeah,
girl, chill.
Yeah, they freak out, that's
yeah.
true. There's a movie about this. It's called GBF.
Oh,
Gay Best Friend.
I love that movie.
And it's, like, about, like, these girls that are in, like, 2 really popular social cliques, and this one kid comes out as gay, and they, like, just want him to be their best friend.
Yeah. And, like, wasn't it because, like, they were gonna use him
to win the election.
To win, yeah.
Or the prom queen? Was
the prom queen.
Queen.
The
yeah,
prom queen and
that's
queen.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and it turns out that, like, one of the girls are actually, like, super, super nice, and, like...
Yeah, she was actually way nice.
She was so nice, and she's just...
It's a cute movie. I've only seen it once, but it's a cute movie.
I haven't seen it,
like, 7 times.
Oh, dear.
7 or 8
wow,
times,
that's
honestly.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
it is, and I will watch it more, because I love it.
Well, we
I think it's really
it
poor acting, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, it's really bad
who's
acting.
In it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Oh.
They're, like, so obscure.
Oh.
But it has one of the Tammies from Parks and Rec.
Oh,
it does.
She
really?
Is hilarious. Like, there's a part about oh, what's the movie called? Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback
Mountain.
Yes, that one. Where she's just like, come on. What's their names? I can't even remember. She's like, come on, just get in the tent and snuggle up. It's okay, and, like, it's hilarious. It's so have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, man.
Wait, which one? GBF? No, I have not.
I've seen Brokeback Mountain.
I have not seen that either.
I haven't even heard of that, I'm gonna be honest.
You haven't heard of Brokeback Mountain?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Oh, honey. Yes. Well,
it's like gay cowboys.
It's gay cowboys.
I don't know if I can get into that, I'm gonna be honest.
Like,
because of where I'm from, there's so many cowboys, and it just turns me off from that. I can,
like,
never date a cowboy.
It's nice because it, like, explores, like, homophobia and, like, like, even, like adultery even, and, like, all of those kinds of themes. And, like, I think it's a good movie, I think.
Mm.
And it has a Heath
okay,
Ledger.
Maybe I'll watch it.
It's Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger is very talented.
Yes.
Was very talented.
Oh, too soon.
Sorry.
Too soon. Sad day.
Anyway, so the gay best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one time where my best friend said that that he was going to try and find a straight best friend. And I took that so badly. Because, like, I was just like, oh, I'm just your gay best friend. And you're just trying to find, like, a better best friend or something. And because, you know, anxiety.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Reblog. Anyway.
Well, it's like abandonment issues, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're
absolutely.
Afraid
yeah.
that people are going to reject us or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
totally
completely
good.
A thing. Anyway, so I, like, expressed my concern about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, why are you trying to get, like, a straight best friend? Like, is it, am I just not, like, enough? Do you, like, need someone like that? And then...
It's like
it was
you're
actually...
in an open relationship or something. Like, you're like, am I not satisfying you enough?
We can open it up. We just have to be, like, we just had to talk about it.
Oh dear.
No, but basically I like expressed that kind of concern to him, and I was just like, man, am I just like your gay best friend? Like, am I just there? And then like it was actually really tender because he stops me and he's just like, no, I don't, when I describe you, I don't say that you're my gay best friend. I just say you're my best friend. And I'm like, ah,
my heart.
Sydney.
That's so cute.
It was really precious, but that like,
really cute.
Yeah.
That's, I just thought, fair. I'd like, that. I think people need like a straight best friend if they're straight.
Yeah.
I need a gay best friend if I'm gay. Oh, so yeah. It's not that I don't love all my straight girls, but like, I need a gay best friend too.
It's just like,
I almost was just like, and then I was like, oh, wait, I am gay.
Oh my goodness, Abby. That's quality. No, you're it. I have him now, so we're good.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Man. No,
actually,
girl, I love
before
you.
High school, I did not know any women that were LGBT.
Really?
There were like 3 or 4 gay guys.
Before high school?
During high school. Like before college.
Oh.
Before I came here.
Did I know any gay women?
I didn't know any gay women. I knew 4 gay men. And like one of them was my best friend. One of them was like this kid.
Isn't that
kid.
Weird how you find each other? Like,
oh,
when
yeah.
When you're gay and in high school.
Yeah, I was like, I was best friends with
him
before he came out to me.
You didn't, Abby?
No.
Oh, I did. Oh. I found, so me and my friend, we were both like best friends before either of us came out. And then we both came out. Like,
yeah, that's how it's happened with me.
Yeah.
As far as I know, all of my friends in high school are very straight.
That's
from
a shame.
What I can gather.
What's funny?
Gay until proven.
There we go.
What's funny is that, like, nowadays, because, like, all of my friends are, like, outside of, like, Hawaii and outside of the community, and there's not that pressure anymore, like, a lot of my friends in high school that I had assumed were straight, because that's what you do in society, like, all started coming out. And like, there was this one time where I was like at home and like I saw one of my friends and I started talking with him, and then he like came out to me and he said that he had his sexual awakening at Brown University. And then he started going in about like why he didn't like come out in high school and like all the pressure from all of his friends, and like I just thought it was like super interesting to like hear about.
I knew 2 gay girls, a trans woman, and 3 gay men in high school, which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's, well, I'm also wondering though, like even just a few years that are between us, like I think makes a difference, because I think like growing up in Las Vegas, it was fine. Like it, I don't think that anyone would have been like mean to gay or trans people, but I don't.
I think it also matters too. Like,
but like I graduated in 2012.
Like you weren't super aware.
That's true.
Until later.
I was straight.
Like, I was
until I was
so
21.
Hyper aware. Like,
that's true.
Super hyper aware because I was so afraid of someone.
Well, like I knew the people were gay, like in like the people in theater. Like we were friends, but not like really good friends.
Right.
Type of thing.
That's fair.
I think that was what it was. But yeah, I probably wasn't as aware. I wasn't really watching.
Yeah. I mean, I was only really friends with one of them, which is like just the one gay guy.
Yeah.
But that was it. Like, everyone else I just knew of, or knew them a little bit. But never be like, call them up, be like, hey sis, want to go shopping or get brunch?
Yeah.
So.
Now we do that all the time.
True. Brunch is my thing.
I love brunch.
I got invited to brunch earlier and I couldn't go, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. There was some other things going on too, so.
Brunch is fun. Speaking of food.
I was about to say.
Speaking of food, we have a question for you, Cam.
Okay, I'm ready and prepped.
What do you do with your ketchup and fries? Fries and ketchup. Do you do on the side? Do you do on top?
Yeah.
Do you hate ketchup? Do you hate fries?
Do you do fries on
us? So, don't shade me.
Oh, no. What do you say?
Are you ready to get roasted?
I think that like ketchup is like a... like a peasant sauce.
A peasant sauce?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I think ketchup is like a peasant sauce, and then like fry sauce is like the next level.
Oh.
And so
you're so bougie.
I know. Oh. I refuse to eat ketchup. Like, I refuse to put ketchup on anything.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm weird.
Anything?
And
Because it's a peasant sauce or because you just don't like the taste of it?
Like, I think it's plain and boring. And I don't enjoy it.
Yikes.
Anyway, I know. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, ketchup. It's okay. It's okay, so fry sauce.
Ketchup is a spicy sauce.
No, but I don't. And so I put my fry sauce in a side cup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I dip it. But I don't dip every fry. I dip every other fry.
Every other fry?
Like systematically?
Systematically.
Wow.
Because, this is the reason why. Because I like the taste of fry sauce a lot, and I think it really adds a lot to the fry. But I think if you dip too frequently, then you drown it in fry sauce. And so I like to enjoy the taste of just a fry.
Oh.
And then fry sauce, okay. and then fry sauce.
I like see.
That. Does that make sense?
That's so funny.
Isn't that
funny.
Ridiculous and no, that's really so bougie?
I can see that, but yeah. Like...
This is very, like, detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to categorize this one just because of all the details.
Yeah, because we usually put it on, like, the...
Can it be chaotic bougie? Is that okay or not?
I think that's chaotic fine. Bougie. Yep, chaotic bougie. Okay.
Oh,
new category, just for you.
Thank you. It's just mine. It's my category in life is chaotic bougie. And that's like
that's
ridiculous.
So true, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. We can give it to you. You can chaotic bougie with
thank you.
With
thank
your,
you. I've been blessed.
Every other fry dipped in fry sauce.
On the side.
On the side.
Never catch up.
Literally all of this talk of fries is like making me like super
fair. It's
I know,
time.
Me
it's
too.
Time it is time.
Or lunch.
Anyway,
brunch.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
And thank you, Cam.
Thank you so much, Cam, for coming. Oh my goodness, I cannot tell you when we were planning this, like, I was excited. Like, so excited to have Cam on.
Thank you. That means so much, you guys.
Cam,
this is really good. I needed
this.
We
love you.
Honestly, Cam, you are, like, one of my favorite people. So, like,
me too.
My heart. I'm just going to explode right now. This is so much love.
Do it. Just explode.
I can't. It's theoretic. That's not even the
word.
Well,
for all of our listeners, please subscribe to our podcast.
Yes, we are on iTunes.
Yes, we're on iTunes.
Also on SoundCloud.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
I hope that you guys can tune in again and listen to our beautiful voices and all of our laughing. Anyway, well, I guess we're going to sign off now. So, God bless America.
And God bless the gays.
God bless the gays.